Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk at Brookdale North Euclid in Ontario about upper body stretches. We start first of all with the attitude of we have to move to cause pain to reduce. Okay, that's the plan. Our first exercise are moving the wrist and elbows normal range of motion along with shoulder stretches. One is going to be external rotation for one, two, bringing the arm back behind you along with the straight arm going forward. Next one is going to be a strength exercise. We'll bring our elbow tucked in and our hand going out away from our body. See the video on this one too, along with the reverse flex side. What I've done too with my talks is put highlights in there, and the highlights in the actual show notes. I'll put a video link, the actual video detailed for that actual exercise. All right? So we go from reverse fly, go to walking with good posture. We use Floyd as our example, our band of white for the day, to go through that, along with neck motion exercise, normal range of motion, along with upper trap stretch, another video, along with sitting checklist video, how do you sit properly, hold that better posture position, and stay strong and relaxed, right? Hope you enjoyed this talk, and again, thank you Don and Brian for being part of participants too, and asking more questions, and I will talk to you afterwards for the wrap-up.
All right, you guys ready for this?
No.
Crazy knowledge?
No.
Me either. Don't get me in the way. No options, no choices.
I can't believe it's been a month since you were here.
I know.
It doesn't seem that long. Was that entertaining last time? That may be the best class ever, so don't expect too much.
Take a look. My biggest thing is making sure that as we start moving less, we move more. And I mean by that, I'm going to close the doors.
Can I close the doors?
Absolutely.
Is making sure that our health is not age related.
Right.
In my sense, okay. Oh, we're gonna lock her in. In the sense where you have to keep moving, no matter what we have, what we're doing right now. Okay. At Thomas, when I see my office, I have people come to my office that are in wheelchairs, that go from wheelchairs to walkers. People come out that come in walkers, that go from walkers to canes. People that come in with canes and walkers, leave out with no appliances at all.
Hmm.
Okay. I want people to understand is that if we can move more, even though sometimes it will hurt, it will feel uncomfortable, it will sometimes be sore, it's good for you in a certain amount. The problem is, as we all do, if I'm in pain or I have surgery, at that point I want to move less because it feels better. The problem with moving less is now your body builds up what's called scar tissue in the area, acts like glue, make things not want to move at all. That's why now in 2019, even 2018, most doctors recommend doing physical therapy after surgery within hours in the hospital. Because as your joints want to heal, ligaments want to heal, bone wants to heal, especially with a full knee replacement, that's what you get done, then your overall body causes scar tissue right away. As things form, scar tissue forms too, the swollen forms, that things don't move. You have to get things to move. That's the key. If things move, at that point our body can actually, over time, get looser and stronger. Okay? It starts with very simple motions. Okay? Can everyone do this with their hands and wrists?
Every day.
If that doesn't hurt, keep doing it.
We do it every day.
Yeah. Every day. And that's one thing someone asked me a couple classes ago. I did another talk at the center. They asked me, well, Doc, how many times should I do this a week? I'd go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day is like, yeah, every day. If we don't move within 24 hours, we'll lose about 10% of our muscle strength. If we don't move in 24 hours, we'll lose 10% of our muscle strength. And it takes 3-4 days to get that muscle strength back if you start moving right away. So, and we'll keep moving these joints, right? It's like that. Next joint we're going to move is your elbows, the hinge joint. Okay? When you move your elbows, good thing to do is open your hand one way and close your hand the other way. So open them down and bring them up so your thumbs are pointing toward you. Alright? If we move this elbow joint along with your radius and ulna side bones here too, that rotation component keeps those joints loose. that point you don't get tennis elbow or golfer's elbow or lawn bowling elbow, as I call it. Okay, we have to move the joint evenly all the time. When we come down, hold it for a second. Come up, hold it for a second. Really push your body a little bit, get those to move. So number one is how do we rotate our wrist? If I'm gonna give you a sequence, some people like numbers, I like numbers too. I'm gonna move it one direction 10 times, other direction 10 times. Just to give you a number, okay? That feels good. Moving your hands, moving your elbows down, open your hands up, and then come all the way up, point your thumbs towards you, close your fist, 10 times also.
All right. Yeah, so many people that sit out in the lobby all day and never move aren't going to come in here and hear about this.
Well, that's the thing, as I do more of these classes over and over again every month, at that point it's
time. They never come in here. They just sit out there and watch what's going on and never say a word.
Well, that's the thing is, everyone is their own, right? I can't drag people off here and go, hey, you got to do this, this, and this. Because we have free will, we can decide either to get ourselves healthy, or if you believe in God, make your peace with God. It's up to you. I can't force you to do it. That might be the reason why our healthcare costs are going higher and higher. I don't know. But if we force people to do something, sometimes we'll do it even less.
I understand they used to have, I'm new here.
Sure.
But I understand they used to have a PA system. And somebody complained about it, so now they don't make any public announcements.
Yeah. And things are always changing. And someone talks about it more and more. But a lot of it is, realize only about 25% of the population is actually healthy. By U.S. standards, it's still low standards. So if one out of four people are in this room over a period of time, this is my second time coming here. At that point, that's the average population. So if you want to stay healthy, you have to, one thing is have the right mindset. I want to do it. After that, then how do I learn how to do that? The last thing is how often and what should I do? And like you said, you got to do it every day. That is the key, every day. Okay, it's not that hard to think about it. To do it every day is a habit. And habits, if you're doing nothing, take sometimes 3-4 weeks just to change your habits of doing something, which isn't gonna feel good. Maybe sore, might be uncomfortable. You know, God forbid. But we have to do something to stay healthy. I'm at the gym 5:30 by 6 o'clock every day. I go to my office 8:30 every day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm doing something at 5:30. My wife asked me, why get up so early? Because I have to do something all day long. I have a long work day because they make a long work for me. As a chiropractor, I have to physically stay strong to push people around. That's my job. If I don't, then at that point I can't work. At that point I can't feed my family. I do something else. So my job requires that. But same thing, to keep things simple, if I want to get out of a chair on my own, I have to do something every day. If I want to be able to bathe myself, I have to do something every day. If I want to be independent, I have to do something every day. The simple things in life. But if we don't think about it, at that point, I'll take a day off, take a week off, take a year off. All of a sudden, I don't have any strength left. Like I said, one day, 24 hours, is 10% of your body strength. Getting that back sometimes takes 2-3 days. So by doing something simple every day as a routine, going for a walk, doing some range of motion exercise with your wrist, hands, elbow, allows your body to stay strong, normal range of motion, normal movement. By doing those two things, allows you not to build up scar tissue or arthritis. Arthritis happens when you don't move a joint, when you stop moving your elbow. If I put a cast on my elbow for about 3 weeks and don't move it, I have early signs of arthritis, which is calcification of ligaments around the joint. So I have to move the body as much as I can so things stay healthy. But realize, when you move joints, those nerves go from your elbow to your neck to your brain to keep your body relaxed. There's hormones in your body, okay? Hormones have to stay balanced. When they do with motion, then your body stays relaxed. If you're relaxed, do you sleep better? Are you more motivated to do things that keep you healthy? That's the catch-22. But when you don't move, that's when those nerves make your hormones stay in a stress state. That's if you get grouchy all the time. Or don't sleep well. Doesn't happen at 60, you have that 30, 20, and 10 at the same time. So by moving, your body stays healthy in your joints, physical body, also your bloodstream and your hormones and your body's chemistry. That's the science behind it. That's why I tell my patients, I'm going to treat you to get you out of pain, but I want you moving so your body gets loose and then strong over time for what you have to do. That's why I do these things. That's why I promote it with you guys and girls, but also with my patients and everyone I talk to. I'll stand on the street corner with a sign, move or you're going to die. You know? I have no problem doing that because I know the science behind it. I know it's true. Okay. Next one, you've done the wrist, you've done the elbow, shoulder joint. Okay, there's a lot of shoulder joint motions you can start doing, okay, looser. The big thing I want to focus on is not this. I want to focus on coming across your body, using your other arm to support it, to come as far as you can across your body. Try that if you can. Okay, so bring your, doesn't matter what arm I'm going to start with, start in front of your body, other hand, to slowly bring it across. If you want to force it with this arm, use your other hand to pull it across your body. Good. Okay, that point, switch sides, see how the other side feels too. And when you're doing this, try to keep your elbow straight as much as possible, and then pull it across at the elbow, with the elbow bending at least as possible. Feel okay? Then switch sides. Same thing. And across the body, keep that elbow straight as much as possible. All the way across. That feels okay. And again, when I say that feels okay, it should not be painful when you do that stretch. You should feel more of a stretch in the muscle. It's called the medial delt here, across the shoulder. Bring some pressure on the inside of the armpit too, when you come across as far as you can. And this one, I don't like to do a lot of back and forth. You also want to hold this between 15 and 30 seconds. Hold that stretch. The ligaments and stretch in the shoulder here along with the muscle, that stretch allows that to happen over time. More of a static or non-moving stretch, like a bungee cord. You want to get that in the stretch and hold that stretch the whole time. Again, both sides. My left side's tighter than my right. That's usual for me because I tore my shoulder one time a while back. You're always going to have tighter side. So if you're going to do that stretch, I would do both sides, 15, 20 seconds. Once you've done that stretch, you go, okay, my right side is tighter. I'm going to do that right side one more time for 20 seconds or so. I'm going to hold that stretch all the way across the body. Okay. Next one is going to be, it's kind of hard to do when you're seated, demonstrating on the wall. You want to do is take a wall, any wall, doesn't matter what color. Okay. Stand next to the wall like this. Okay, if that's comfortable for you. When you've done this, then turn your body away from the wall where you feel comfortable. At that point, you want to feel a stretch on the inside, called the pec minor, pec major, anterior delt, bicipital tendon, all these areas right here. You want to feel that stretch. Maybe the neck too, if you have some neck tightness. Okay, so again, against the wall here. That point, turn your body, not your arm, away from the wall to feel that stretch. Always do both sides again. Coming across here, then away this way. Okay, again, turning your body away. Next one for the shoulder is going to be more the anterior delt muscle. A lot of us have problems with, or not problems, but a common condition is where our body leans forward more, hunches forward, and our shoulders roll forward. So you want to, over time, get that to open up by stretching the muscles around here, both your pec minor and anterior delt muscle. Okay. This one is taking, I'm going to take this thing, but even use a small water bottle here. I'll take this as my water bottle for the day. That's the microphone here. And if using your other hand to keep your elbow in, it's come out this way. So you want to have your arm, your hand, that's not going to do the stretch across the arm outside. There we go. Good. There we go. Pull that across that way. At that point, you come out. And you can do steps where you can go back and forth. Hold that. Come back and forth. Get that to really stretch that muscle up. By doing this, you're causing a stretch here in the front, causing a strength exercise in the back area to slowly pull your shoulders back this way instead of being stuck this way. So again, switch sides. About 5 to 10 times on both sides. Hold the elbow in. Keep the elbow bent about 90 degrees. So right angle elbow. Come across this way. Okay, all the way across again. Hold that position. Come all in. Any questions about that? Nothing yet?
That's good.
Well, I hope so. I figured it out. Does that make sense though?
Yeah.
A lot of people have shoulder problems. It's not because we tear our shoulder, we lose range of motion. When we do that, the muscles in the front are a lot stronger than the back muscles. It's the way our body is balanced. We're meant to grab, to hold things here. Think of cavemen, right? We held rocks, we held bricks, whatever it was, we held food. Okay? At that point, we all muscles are here, so you're stronger pec met muscle, shoulder muscle in the front. Our back muscles get weak because we don't really do a lot of pulling a lot. That pull motion allows you to get stronger back there. So we have to figure out little things we can do to get your areas to get stronger back here. By doing that exercise again, front muscle stretches, back muscle will get stronger to pull your shoulders back here instead of being here. Alright? Any questions about that?
Or we do one exercise where you go like this.
Good. That's a good one to do also to get your body to relax.
Yeah.
One thing you can do, and then I'm going to demonstrate in the chair. I'm going to borrow this one if that's okay.
You're good.
In the chair. I wish I had one more. Is this your stuff here?
Our penis.
Okay, is she one of the... Because you're balanced.
That's what your penis is.
Mark in the bus.
Okay.
Who's it is.
Okay, I'm gonna just borrow these like, as a way to show you with water bottles to use. You can get any water bottle. I like Arrowhead because my kids don't like Arrowheads. I drink the bottles, they don't drink it. Preference.
You like what?
Arrowhead water.
Water,
just because my kids don't like the taste of the water for some reason. They're very selfish and they're kids. But I'll buy those water bottles because they won't drink it. They won't drink my water. That's what helps me out. So we talked about exercise, right? You want to work one that makes this area here stronger. Okay? What I do is let your hands hang at the side. In that position, now keep your thumbs pointed straight. I'll do a standing first. Thumbs pointed straight out. When I sit down, I'm going to have that position. When I'm kind of sitting down right now, I'm going to come straight up. Okay? So I'm going to sit. Come straight up. Okay. Keep the elbows at a little bit of a bent. That's it. Down and up. Okay, hold it for a second. Down and up. This one is tricky because I want you to show you when you try this, I want this muscle firing, but also want these back muscles getting tighter also. So I'm going to come here. I'm going to demonstrate standing again. Here, pinch the shoulder blades together. And come down. Pinch and come down. Let's have you try that and see. There we go. Good. And then come down again. Come down here. Down here. There we go. Now when you come up this way. There we go. Pinch together. There we go. Come down. And up. Pinch together. There we go. See that? You want to feel that shoulder blades come together. Pinch. One more time. Good. That's it. You're my man and wife for the day. But anything weighted is fine.
Not enough where you feel that pressure in your hands open. So come up, pinch, and hold it for a second.
Okay? You need the weights out in your clasp.
Only, I'll do 500 pound weights, so I'm feeling lighter than that.
We want everything back here, because if that gets stronger, right, what happens to our body? Our body gets to pull back here instead of being here. So you want all of those muscles back here stronger over time. That's the plan.
I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger if possible. Any questions about that? Okay. Yes?
We sometimes take a walk around the block here this
yes.
morning. And something you just said a minute ago, I find myself walking along and doing this.
Yes.
And I should be like this.
Dana White, come for me. Let me show you something real quick.
This is something that I teach my patients that they have no idea what they're doing. Come on up. You set up for me?
You're in.
Here, give me my back if my other doctor doesn't show up. I come up here for a minute. I'll demonstrate first. Stand against the wall.
I have
with your heels.
I have a very problem.
Okay, got it, got it. I'm gonna stand against the wall first. Watch me first, then I'll demonstrate.
Heels. Close to the wall.
Hips, shoulders, and head. So stand against here on the wall here.
Okay.
There we go. And heels against the wall, heels. There we go. Both heels.
Wow. I can feel that. Feel muscles that I didn't know I had.
That's normal. That's what normal should be. These walls, I'm pretty sure, were made by state and city code. Upland's pretty strict about that. It's a straight wall. You want our body back here where your head, your shoulders, hips, and back of your heels touch that wall. So take a step forward for me. And try to hold that position. Does that feel okay?
Hold the position I had back
there. Yes. Does that feel okay?
Yes.
Does your cane, left hand or right hand?
Right.
Okay. Does that feel too low for you now with the cane?
No, not really.
Stay there, let me try something for you and see if this feels better. It's on two, so I'm gonna go.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, loosen it up first. Here.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go up to, I lost the little knobber, there it is. I'm gonna try that one and see if that feels better to you now.
I'm not used
feels
to
awkward,
it.
Okay.
It
feels
feel
awkward.
Natural.
Good. Good. We can do this, feel natural too. I want to feel unnatural first, so this becomes your new natural again. When we move
so
in this position,
the cane this way.
You're tall as I am. At that point, your body will naturally go, this will feel uncomfortable first. We're gonna make this your comfort level back here. That's gonna feel better for you over time. If we move in this direction, our body will retrain, our brain still works. The cerebellum will retrain part of the brain to make this your new posture again.
If I went around walking like this, people would say, what's the matter with you? What's wrong?
See, I'm normal, you're not. But I want you to feel back here.
My friends see me tomorrow.
Yeah. You're going to go, how come you're so tall?
What? Hey.
Yes.
I used to be 6 feet tall.
There you go.
Now I'm only 5'10".
Well, because you're 5'10 like this. Now you're 6'1".
Wow.
But when you focus this way, your back muscles get strong, you have better balance here. Here is where you lose your balance. Where you lose your back strength.
I need all these people to go with me.
Yes.
Otherwise, if I go out of here walking like this, you would say, what happened to him?
You got fixed. But that's the plan, is if you can learn to stay up here and use the wall, maybe a couple times that you use the wall, they'll start your posture right. That one will train this way. Because if you go over too much, what happens, right? You go from a cane to a walker to a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Let's, wherever we are now, we can get our body back further where we feel a little bit uncomfortable. But when you come back, the back muscles get strong. When they get stronger, the back muscles, they'll pull you to keep this position.
Now, Brian, Brian has an exercise class in here.
Perfect.
Every morning.
Yes.
And I've been avoiding it.
Why?
I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to find it interesting.
It keeps you healthy, so this stays healthy in your body, and your brain stays healthy also. It's completely connected. It all works together.
I'll be here every morning, Brian.
Good. Brian, make sure you're here every morning. You're not going to get upset.
What if I'm not here?
Exactly. You're out and I was going to have to don't show up to work the next day. But that's the plan. If you hold position, your body will stay stronger here.
Sounds logical to me.
It's just, it's science.
When I go out of here.
Yes. That's what it takes to. Good. Good. So focus on that body being up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's that guy.
Powerful.
Hey, look at this.
It's like a 6'4".
You're fixing
wraps?
Everything. I need
under
my back. Yesterday I sent my daughter to Disneyland and those
roller coasters
tore me up.
Well, Disneyland is
Disneyland's a monster though. Disneyland is a monster. I work out every day. I leave Disneyland next day, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted at place. Place crazy.
It was.
It's the walking, it's the roller coasters, everything.
I got over
30,000
steps.
Congratulations. It's like 4 days. It's been 4 days.
Yep.
You walk 4 days, you're fine. Any questions so far? Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Next one is going to be your neck. Who wants to get neck adjusted? No neck crack first.
Ooh.
No volunteers?
No. I'll volunteer.
I'm kidding, kidding, kidding.
Oh.
Kidding. I want to make sure you have normal range of motion. Okay, the neck muscles are meant to get stronger. They're meant to hold your head up, that's it. But the problem is, if our neck is out here, at that point, these muscles are meant to hold that position. You're gonna fall forward. The SCA muscles in the front, they tighten up, so you look like this. You have to get the head back where it actually feels more comfortable, so the overall body, as you can see from my posture, gets back too. Everything gets back together. Your head will help retrain your balance. If it's forward, it trains it here. If it's back, it trains it here. So as the wall, you're going to hold your head back here, right? Keep the head up and back. To do that to start, if you can, if you feel comfortable, look straight up. See how that feels. So try that and see. Where does that feel tight? Is it still tight in the front or the back or both? And the back is going to pinch a little bit in the back. So hold it where it feels uncomfortable a little bit, but not painful or too much pressure. And sometimes you'll feel that front muscles too stretch a little bit more in that area. Okay? Next one, after you hold out for about 10 seconds, then you want to come down as far as you can. That feels comfortable, normal range of motion. And you want to use your hand, the back of your head, and just put just the weight of your hand to hold to bring your head a little more pressure to stretch out this upper trap muscles on both sides. Upper trapezius here and also here. Keep those areas loose. Okay? So just hold the back of your head. I go more to the top part back here where I have a pointy head, my wife says, so the back of my pointy head. And let that hand, the weight of the hand, just drag it straight down. Where it feels uncomfortable, where it blocks my trachea so I can't talk and breathe. Hold that again for 10 seconds. Okay, just hold that position. You want to hold the stretches. Okay, muscles will stretch more when you can stoop on both sides. Hold that neck. After you've done that second one, what you want to do is if you can, bring your right hand behind your left ear. Right hand, not left hand, right hand behind your left ear. Just like this, and then let your hand pull you to the side as you turn your head toward that same shoulder. So I'll rotate, you can see this, I don't get too dizzy all the way through. Okay, that point you're going to stretch this muscle right here on the left upper trapezius to get those neck muscles to relax more on that side. Okay, I'll look around if you guys are doing it correctly. Go ahead, keep doing it. Good, perfect. Good. Good work. Good job. Let's go here. And then turn your head a little bit more. This way. There we go. You want to pull, so you want to come across you behind you here. And pull that. There we go. Oh, I pushed too far. My fault. My fault. Ready? You want to pull that? Only when it feels tight but not painful. Does that feel okay?
Okay.
Good. Right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, good. Nice. Feel that stretch. And make sure you switch. Once you've done one side, make sure you switch across the other side too. So you want to bring this side outside. You want to do is bring that left hand behind your right ear this time. And you want to allow your head to fall to the left and turn your face toward the right a little bit to allow you to look over the right shoulder and get that right upper trap stretched. Get that loosened up also on that side. Hurts, don't push so hard. It's self-torture. Just a little bit. Alright. Any questions with that? Again, you want to hold each position here to go start over again. Here, 10 seconds. Here, 10 seconds. Here, 10 seconds. And here, 10 seconds. All four positions. Get that neck to stretch.
When you go along with that, mm-hmm. similar, not as good.
Well, it's the way to do it. It's the way to do it. And he'll talk about it. It's not doing a certain technique or form. It's doing it every day. Mm-hmm. It's doing it every day. It's the routine of doing it is the key. And there's probably plenty of ways to do that stretch, but can you do it a certain time consistently every day so you don't get stuck that way? Because we all do this. We all do this. I don't care if you're 70, 80, 180, or 20 years old, we all do this here, and we all lean forward this way. We all do that. So by doing the stretches, our body can naturally go from here to here to here to here. And by walking as my Vanna White lookalike demonstrated earlier, you can walk like this. Back here, your body gets stronger here. If I get stronger here, I can sit like this instead of sitting like this. Okay, we can change our posture because we're still breathing. So we can change our posture. Let's sit upright instead of sitting down. So if you're comfortable, try this also. Is go to the very front of the chair. Okay, if you're comfortable with this, at that point, when you're there, bring your knees below your hips and your feet underneath if you can, or on the side of you, either way. At that point, now it makes you sit upright this way instead of sitting forward with your feet coming forward. Does that make sense, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me tilt the camera for a second, you can see that too. Okay? So I'm going to show you something. Here, three steps to the sitting checklist that I give patients is sit on the very edge of the chair, where you're comfortable, where you're stable, especially if you have arms here too. Then from there, bring your feet underneath you, where your knees drop below your hips. So make all the weight on your toes here, instead of on your heels here. When I come forward, allows my lower back, and I start seeing this chair. Lower back, to curve more to hold my body up so I don't fall forward. My center of gravity has to change, allow me to come backwards. So again, the checklist is, if I have good balance effort, if I have good leg strength, if I have good back strength, I can do this to sit this way instead of this way as we all normally do. This is a muscle stretch for your back. This is a ligament and muscle strength exercise. Keep your posture here and lock in this way. Again, I have our biggest muscle of our back. We have seven back muscles, okay? Seven of them. Biggest ones are here on both sides of rectus spinae that allow you, when you get stronger, to pull this way and hold you up. But it takes the walking to get those muscles stronger so they stay that way. That's what we want to do. All right? I'm pooped. What time's lunch?
12.
Yeah. Does that kind of give you an idea how to focus on the upper body?
Mm-hmm.
Again, let's take a quick review. Range of motion. Both sides, 10 times, rotate both ways.
clockwise, counterclockwise, 10 times. Here, hands come down, hands open up, facing out. They come in, thumbs pointing toward you, because you're the man or the woman. Okay? 10 times. Okay? Shoulder one with the shoulder one, this one, right? Here. 5 to 10 on here. Hold the upper arm so you keep the arm locked in. And the other side too, right? Okay. And because I have amnesia, what was the other one we did? Here. Where if we sit down, it's taking those two little weights or water balls, whatever you got, or these things, whatever they are, and come up. Elbows relax a little bit. Pinch the shoulder blades, right? Make sure the back of your neck pinches, muscles pinch, they come together. As you come up, hold that position. All right, and remember the standing checklist here. Heels, hips, shoulder, and head. That one, that's your checklist for the standing posture. And walking this way, we're gonna be like 5 inches taller. All right? And last one is gonna be this one, where we sit. If we have good balance again, where our body, step one, front of the chair. Step two, bring your feet underneath you. And step three, your knees stay below your hips. Your body's here. What I'll do, Brian, is I'll get your office email to email you all these exercises. So what I'm gonna do is email Brian, have them by tomorrow afternoon. The exercise and the exercise I'm gonna give you individually.
That's gonna be a good trip.
I do them all. Or whatever I can send them to the Rebecca's too.
Send the team.
At that point I get the email from you. At that point I'll send the live video. You can watch that and the individual videos, exercise videos too. Again, my patients get all my videos, all we talked about here. I get every patient my videos so they have them as they get better. I want you and my patients forming habits of doing something every day to keep our body loose and strong. Loose and strong and better posture, better positions. We lock it in this way, not lock it in this way. All right? Any questions? So again, if you want to, Brian will have information by, maybe not by tomorrow morning at his class, but maybe by tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Maybe by Thursday morning, we'll have all the information for everyone who wants to get the email or go right to YouTube or whatever it is to find a teacher.
You can make copies for us.
Well, what I'll do, it'll be a video format, so if you have a computer or a phone, you go on that way and see them right away. Everything for me is public, so everything is on my public domain. Mm-hmm. Always pull it up for anyone who wants to pull it up.
I went to YouTube,
but
what I put in.
But what I'll do is give them the links for YouTube. That point, you can look it up either by subject title or by the actual link itself. Mm-hmm. I'll make it easy. They'll be gone next week, the following week. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking we're having an email list. Oh, yeah. Send them the videos every time. So it's as simple as possible. So there's no paper trail. So you can't find me. All right? Any questions? That's all I got today for you.
For what?
Make sure you ice it. If you're sore, make sure you ice it afterwards, too. If you're sore, if not, you'll be fine.
I didn't understand.
Make sure if you have any soreness with the stretches I gave you, stretches, use the ice packs.
Oh.
Little ice on there. Heat for old people. Don't use heat. All right? Make sure you take a good afternoon nap after lunch. I'm going to take a nap myself. Anything else? Any questions? I'm going to be here every Tuesday, every month, second week of the month, second Tuesday of the month. I'll be here with Brian. I'll work with Brian too. And make sure I give you these for the next month, the next one. Then I'll update your workout plan every week. So by the end of the summer, we'll start doing 5Ks, okay? And then marathons by next year. All right? Any else? You're welcome. All right, people.
Hope you enjoyed this talk, but also go to the video. The video actually does show a lot of how to exercise properly. So if you want to learn how to get my upper body stronger, so if I've had shoulder injuries before too, neck or upper back injuries, or even headaches or arm pain, how do I fix myself? A lot of it starts with moving and moving in the right direction based on the stretches I give you. Overall, get your body looser and overall strong, right? Again, the show notes have the big videos, how to use exercises, so go to those too. And again, we'd love to hear your Facebook comments because this will be linked on our Facebook, along with our other podcasts, learn how to simply stay healthy, all right? That's the key on life. Stay healthy on your own, if you can, without drugs and surgery, even seeing doctors if possible. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this talk, and I'll see you next week.